This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Beneficent. Alhamdulillah bil alamin, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. We always start by praising Allah, the Lord of the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, we know everybody is resting at home, is doing their level best. We have 10 tips now. This we are into the 7 tips. It's very important to share some bedtime story of our Prophet and his companion with the family, especially your children. Children love to listen to stories. And the Quran also, Allah said, is Allah's story about the people before us, the good and the bad one, and how to move forward. Now, our Prophet said to us 1,400 over years ago, if any one of us survive after his departure, his death, man ya'ish ba'di, man ya'ish minkum ba'di, whoever among you who survive after my departure, my returning back to Allah, fasayara ikhtilafan kathira, you are sure to be exposed to a lot of division among this nation. Hold to my sunnah. When they are so divided among the people, you must hold to his sunnah. How can you hold to the sunnah if you don't understand his history? So learning about the Sirah Nabawiyah is very important. How the Prophet taught his ummah to overcome problems, to solve problems, and prepare for the worst to come. And also, the Prophet continued, wal khulafa ir-rashidin, and his 4 righteous caliph companions, who is guaranteed to be the people of paradise, the best among all of us. Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, and Ali, example. There are many companions of the Prophet, but it's good to have some understanding why Abu Bakr was given the title As-Siddiq. There is a reason why he's been blessed with this special title. In the Quran, Allah also reminds us. Allah said in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ إِلَىٰ آخِرَ آيَةٍ. If we will want to follow anyone after Allah and the Prophet ﷺ, because following Allah and the Prophet is a must. Yeah? It's not a choice, but it's a must. Ati Allah wa ati Rasul. But then when you follow the companions, if you follow anyone after that, you follow those who are more pioneer and early than all of us to become a believer. And Allah said, Muhajirin wal Ansar is the people of Makkah, include all the 4 caliph and the Ansar, the people of Medina. Allah said, and those who follow them, why? Because they please Allah, and Allah is pleased with them. So if you want to be among the people who Allah is pleased with, we just have to follow them. And this is the best story for all of us. Then to read all the other story that there is no significance. May Allah Rabbul Alameen make us close to the seerah of our Prophet and the seerah of the companion, especially the 4 caliph. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reflect and learn from the history and follow their footsteps. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.